I sculpt people. I'm very interested in the human experience. And when I'm sculpting, what I'm doing is I'm trying to process. And I don't set out with the idea that I'm going to make a sculpture of a lady kneeling, the one I have in the Center for the Arts at the minute. I start out with a feeling of something that's bothering me or that's playing on repeat in my head. And then I just sort of start working, and it evolves. And I often don't really know what it's about until I'm almost done, and then it suddenly is like an epiphany. I'm like, oh, that's what this is about. And I'm trying to capture, I'm really interested in the fact that, you know, we're these physical beings, but we have these invisible inner lives, and everybody has rich inner lives, and they're experiencing memories and intuition and thoughts and feelings all the time. And we don't know what other people are feeling or thinking. We can guess,
right?
But we never really know. It's easier to tell what people are feeling than what they're thinking, mm-hmm. I find. But so that's sort of what I'm trying to dig into, you know, and it's in very subtle body language. Just the slightest tilt of a head can change the way you interact with a person or a sculpture of a person. And so, yeah, I'm really interested in, you know, these themes of the experiences that are universal but also personal. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have to deal with grief,
right,
and, you know, our own vulnerability, our mortality. And,
yeah,
and there's a lot of topics that aren't easy to address with words and are better addressed with forms of art.